It should be mentioned how Vaidhi Bhakti is not real bhakti. The process of Vaidhi Bhakti has to be transcended, and one has to come to the platform of Para Bhakti, real bhakti, which is Rag Bhakti. So anyone who is having less than real bhakti, Para Bhakti, can only be having the semblance of bhakti, because it is not real. Real bhakti is real bhakti. And anything which is not real bhakti, Para Bhakti, is a semblance of the real thing. So someone who is not worshipping Guru and Krishna on the platform of Raghunuga Bhakti can only be having a semblance of bhakti for Guru and Krishna. Regardless of how much we profess or sentimentally remember our specific pastimes or relationship with Guru, if we don't worship Guru on the platform of spontaneous devotion, following in his footsteps, in his feature as a resident of Braja, in his eternal constituted Swarup, then we are not actually worshipping Guru in the real sense. We worship an external feature of Guru, which is temporary. So it's necessary, in order to actually become representative of Guru Parampara, in order to actually be a representative of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, we have to imbibe the teachings of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. In other words, we have to imbibe the teachings of the Gaudiya Acharyas and actually manifest that standard of devotional service in Rag Bhajan. Otherwise, neither we have real bhakti to our Guru, nor do we have real bhakti to our Guru Parampara, nor are we actually qualified or fit to represent the Sampradaya. We may represent a feature of the Sampradaya's teachings, but we will not be able to actually represent in depth the essence of what the Sampradaya is ultimately endeavoring to propagate in the matter of Rag Bhakti for the purpose of elevating conditioned souls to the realm of Braja, into the services of Radha and Krishna in that realm of Braja.